What do I owe this pleasure, sir?
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm always fantastic. What's cracking?
Well, you said you want to do business no matter how small it is, right?
Watch me be... What is it? Lay it on me. Lay it on me. What do you need?
I need two 4-millimeter rounds, preferably like strong G's, but GH, iClean.
All right, let me get your price right now. Let me see. Yeah, dude.
It doesn't need to be
shit.
GIA. They're going to be side stones.
More than a dollar. So you said 4-millimeter?
Yep.
Scroll. I've got a few parcels. And then you can either laugh at me or be like, man, I'll take all of them. Let's see. For 4-millimeter GHSI1s, I am $15.40 per carat.
Seems high.
It's because it's not what I do. But I'd love to sell them to you.
I know.
I also have SI2s.
Those are stellar prices, brother.
I know, but
$5.50 a carat for those.
But I ship for free. GHSI2s are $13.75. So I could do those if you like.
Nah, I think I'm gonna be too far off. It's
I got
wholesale thing I'm doing and.
Oh,
$15.40. He shit a damn brick.
Yeah, all good, dude. I appreciate you giving me.
So
a
like,
shot
you know, what I'm saying, like he knows what they cost.
Yep.
He's just too lazy to order them himself.
Yeah, and that's usually
just the first natural diamond thing I've had come across my table in like a month.
Well, I appreciate you calling me for it. No, like, so that guy calling you is really that guy calling me. Like, that's who I sell Melly to. You know what I mean? The guy that's too lazy to.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, here's the thing, though. I do know these prices haven't been adjusted, and they are too high. But, like, I don't know. He won't go through and, like, I think he's in them too deep that these parcels. Because no one thinks
for a lot of people.
You know what I mean? Like, and the small stuff is actually still expensive, he said, because you can't get good parcel goods anymore because lab-grown destroyed that part of the market. No one wants to cut smalls. So,
yeah, like, it's been real weird, man. Like, a lot of my melee I get, you know, it's all F plus, like, SI1 plus, and it's cheap, but it's because they get tons and tons of stuff from pawn shops, and they break it down and sift it.
Makes sense. And I see guys on,
like,
JHJ and stuff that, like, that's their job, right? Or that's, like, their business model. They buy breakouts, and then they flip it, right? So it's smart.
Yep.
I think that there's a phenomenal opportunity. As a matter of fact, it's not even my original thought. One of our senior sales staff here, he was like, you know, diamonds are soft. People have a gigantic inventory. Why don't the jewelers form their own, like, rap or their own podium or their own and just list their own good? Like, there's a risk involved, right? But, like, you got a giant pear shape that I guarantee you my entire list doesn't know you have. You know, like,
right. There's
ways to farm that out without... But like that, but you're taking a risk. We're built for that, right? We're built for memo.
Right.
I don't know how you're gonna want to memo ABC Jewelers. Without having a real.
Oh yeah, like giving some random guy
a
third of $1 million, like on trust. Like my
friend
would have a cow.
Right, but I think his idea is actually a governing body that, like, a listing service, right? That vets the members, you know?
Oh, no, I honestly think that we need some kind of list where, like, the market controls the numbers rather than, you know, Marty or whoever the hell is in charge. You know?
And his upset tummy, so he gets an upset tummy and prices go down. Like, no, it's – and
yeah,
I found
like,
out
crazy.
That, like, behind the curtain, it's just, like, three other guys he talks to, and they're, like, in their 70s.
Yeah,
and they get together.
And how?
They,
yeah, like you're tanking the whole freaking market.
Right, and they don't know what they're doing. And like they'll call up a guy in China and be like, "Hey, Chow Tai Fook, what are you seeing?" And you know, then they'll adjust our pricing based off of what they're. It's all smoke and mirrors. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I hate rap, especially ever since like what's that idiot's name up in New York, Trax NYC. I literally had a customer like 5 months ago. They came in, and they had a rap subscription.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were like, I got this because I want to make sure I wasn't getting taken advantage of on a diamond. And I told them to leave. I was like, hey, listen, I was like, I really appreciate that, like, you're well, you know, like, you're informing yourself and stuff. I said, but we do have overheads. I said, you obviously don't understand how to read that because you don't understand the percentages often things.
Right.
I said, but, you know, I was like, this isn't my thing. I said, I run a retail store. I was like, if you want to pay 5% above margin, I said, shop on Rare Carrot. And he was like, well, you know, like, I don't want to buy online. I was like, then you're not going to get wrapped.
Right. And
I said,
also,
honestly, I said,
form an LLC and join my club. You know, like,
yeah, like, well, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know like anybody could subscribe to Wrap. I thought you had to have like
you do
an EIN and stuff.
He it's either that or somebody printed it off and gave it to him or some bullshit. He got it.
Oh no, he had a cell phone app.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't know. I mean, or maybe he
was just wrapping stones right in front of me. I was like, what the hell are you doing, dog?
Right,
like, get out of here.
Yeah,
I guess. But to be fair, they like they don't verify your classification. So if he owned like a drywall company and he uses drywall EIN.
I actually have a few construction companies in my system that's what they use as an LLC. It's like Lumber and Framing Co. buys diamonds from us. It's like the most bizarre thing.
Yeah, nobody pays attention to federal classification. I think
right.
I put mine wrong on every form I fill out because I don't remember what I did originally.
That's funny.
I'm always jewelry something, but I'm never sure
exactly.
What jewelry thing I chose.
Right.
Like 30 of them.
Right. That's funny, dude. Well,
hey,
listen, I'm sorry I can't help
you
with this, but...
You're good. Another question. Like, do you guys sit on, like, mine cuts and old Europeans?
I have a few. I've got a few coming back to me. Carat and a half to 2 carat. I'm not cheap again. These are, again, that's like a niche market, but you can get a 2 carat... JSI for $12,000. I have a carat 60 coming back, I think for like $7,000. That's a, they're all low color stuff and off makes because it's a euro, but and they're euro.
I've got a 107 K BBS one for $1,200 in my case right now.
For $1,200, holy shit!
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really popular. Is the thing. So, like, that's
well,
that's,
yeah.
But, like, so, like, I'm 4 over wrap on this one we just sold. It's for the 132.
Well, they're getting harder to find, too, man.
Yeah. But, like,
so maybe
the one I just got back was a 201 JSI 2 is 3.6 back. Really pretty stone. 12,200. You can get a modern round brilliant for 8. You know?
Yeah, that's.
So.
You're right that they are popular, man. Everybody's, like, looking for that thing. Yeah, I have mine out on Nemo, actually, to a wholesale account of mine. I'm going to raise the price on that when it comes back.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, 1 carat, for sure. Yeah. But they're popular. I mean, it's what Taylor Swift is wearing. She's got an 8-carat elongated euro or some bullshit, or maybe it's an old mine. I can't remember which. But but let me – I got another call coming in. But let me know on the next one. I really appreciate it. You know, like, hey, I swung and I missed.
I will call you as soon as I do something.
All right. Thanks, dude.
I'll catch you later.
Yeah, bye-bye.